Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And days after the attacks in Paris, a video emerged purportedly showing ISIS militants threatening to attack Washington, D.C. So how secure is our nation's capital? Christopher Geldard is Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for Washington, D.C. Director Geldard, welcome.
Thank you, Indira.
So the authenticity of that purported ISIS video has not been verified, but are authorities in D.C. worried about it?
You know, Indira, D.C. is being the capital of the nation and also pretty much the capital of the free world. We see threats like this often. You know, it's to note, though, that we have no credible known threat to the District of Columbia right now. But, you know, we take the stuff seriously in our world, and we are constantly working with our partners on the federal side, the Capitol Police, the Park Service, and our regional partners. To ensure we've got a good comprehensive picture and folks are making sure that people can stay safe in the District of Columbia.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. Even if the ISIS video may not be a credible threat, I would think that in the wake of the Paris attacks, have you taken some extra security measures?
You know, we are. Our Metropolitan Police Department, the chief, is very adept in this area. She's been with the force for quite a long time. We've had times like this of increased threat where we do increased measures out on the ground to ensure that we're looking at all of our key assets and critical infrastructure and areas that we think deserve a little extra attention. And the Metropolitan Police Department is doing what they need to up the security around those areas.
Yeah, you're referring to Police Chief Kathy Lanier. Washington, D.C. is, of course, also home to the Washington Metro, the subway that's used by thousands of commuters every day. There's also an Amtrak station that's very busy. Do you and other authorities in Washington who you coordinate with, do you do racial profiling of riders?
You know, I wouldn't say we do racial profiling of riders, but we do put out increased security measures. You know, we do have folks like ISIS that do have an intent to try to do harm here. But we have, you know, everything every normal city has. So when it comes to crime and other things like that. So when we look at the security, we look at it holistically and we do it in coordination. Metro Transit Police, who run the security on the metro system itself, they've put out some of the heightened security measures through their social media and website of the things that they're doing, the increased patrolling and things like that.
Well, hopefully nothing like this would ever happen, but how do you prepare? What kind of security measures or instant reaction measures do you have in place if something terrible were to happen in D.C.?
You know, Andrew, that's a great question. We actually, just a year ago exactly, did a full-scale exercise here in the District of Columbia for a multiple scenario or a multiple scene attack on the District of Columbia. We've got our plans. We exercised them just last year, found some areas and some things that we needed to do to improve on them. We've put those in place, and we continue to review those and make sure in times like this that folks are ready to go in case something does happen.
All right. Well, we've already heard this week that more than half of the governors in the U.S. and officials all the way down to the local level have expressed concerns about would-be terrorists coming into the U.S. in the guise of being Syrian refugees. Is that a concern in D.C. as well?
You know, Indira, that how the folks come in, there's multiple avenues in which that can take place. And working with the FBI and the Joint Terrorism Task Force and our fusion center here in the district, we try to stay as vigilant as we possibly can on all those vectors in which assailants or those that would want to do harm in the district come in. So, you know, it's really not my place to say if, you know, the district is looking at that or how our position would be on that. But suffice it to say that those of us that are working on the security side of this and the response side of this, we're looking at all the vectors where we could possibly see something like that come in.
All right. Well, Washington was obviously the target, one of the targets of the 9/11 attackers when the Pentagon was hit and the White House, we know, had also been targeted. What would you tell listeners out there right now who either live in Washington, D.C. or make business trips or tourism trips to the nation's capital?
You know, we ask folks to be vigilant. We ask folks to pay attention of what's going on. And if they see something, to say something, make the report. Even if it was, you know, not just today, you saw something yesterday and it stuck in your mind that just didn't seem right. We're asking folks to make sure that they're reporting that. And, you know, business is still going on in the city. We are a vibrant hub for folks that come in to do for tourism, for business, and business is still going on in the District of Columbia.
All right, Christopher Geldart, he's director of the Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency for Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Indra.